Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Mishnah Beis elaborates on the use of the principle of Miktzas Hayom Kikulo in calculating the end of a Nazirus. Misha Nazar Shtei Nazirios. If one declared two Nazirios without specifying their length, so of course that would mean that both are going to be 30 days, because that's our default. Therefore, Megaleh Chasarishona Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. The first one should have a taglachas and karbanos on day 31, as we said in the previous Mishnah. 30 days for his nazirus, and then the karbanos and the taglachas are on the next day on day 31. After bringing the karbanos, that immediately kicks in the second nazirus, right? So that's day 31 from the beginning. But it also is day 1 of the next nazirus. And therefore, Vesashniya Yom Shishim Echad. So the Taglachas for the second Nazirus should be on day 61, which is the 31st day of the second Nazirus, right? So 31, 32, 33, etc., up to 60, which is the 30th day. And then the day after the 30th day was the day he brings the Karbanos, day with day 61. Now, that's what he's supposed to do. But we've seen that because of Miktzas Hayom Kikulo, if he took a little bit of a shortcut, it might be okay. So let's see. V'im gila chazarishona yom shloshim, if he did take a haircut for the first Nazirus on day 30, so we know he's Yotze, right? We saw that in Mishnah Aleph, because of Miktzas Hayom Kikulo. So that means that day 30 is also going to be the first day of the second Nazirus, not day 31, right? Because he finished the first Nazirus on day 30, brought his Karbanos, and they immediately started the second one. So the first day of the second Nazirus is day 30, which means that the second Nazirus, day 30 of the second Nazirus is day 59. And the day for Karbanos, which should be the day after the 30th day, is going to be day 60. Megaleh Zeshnia Yom Shishim. Because that's the 31st day of the second Nazirus. V'imgilach yom shishim chaser echad. But if he did take a haircut on day 59, which is the 30th day of the second Nazirus, right, because it started on 30, so that means it concludes on 59, then he's yote, right? Because that would work, because of the principle of Miktzas Hayom Kikulo. Yatza. And now the Mishnah brings proof. The proof is the testimony of Rabbi Papias. The Zu Edus, and this testimony, hey Rabbi Papias, testified before the Sanhedrin that this is a halacha. Almi shenazer shei nazirios, about if somebody made two nazirios, that if he took the haircut for the first one on day 30, then he can cut his hair for the second Nazirus on day 60. And if he cut the hair for the second Nazirus on day 59, 60 minus 1, yatza. It's good. He fulfilled his obligation. Why? Because the reason this works, right, we say to ourselves, wait a minute, how could it be that he managed to do two Nazirios of 30 days each in less than 60 days? It's 30 and 30, that equals 60. And the reason is because day 30 counts double. Day 30 counts for both Nazirios, because we make use of the principle of Miktzas Hayom Kikulo on both ends. So day 1, the truth is that day 1 of the first Nazirus was also a partial day, right? He didn't declare it, you know, I mean, he could have declared it like at Tzeis, but he didn't probably declare it right at the very, very, very beginning of the day. So the first day was really a partial day, and we didn't think about it, but it really was a partial day, counted as one, even though it wasn't the whole day. And day 30, if he brought his Karbanos early, would count as day 30. Even as a partial day. But there's still a lot of that day left, and he's going to start his second Nazirus, and the remainder of day 30 is going to count as day 1. So it double counts. It counts for both sets. And therefore, that allows us to actually manage to do two 30-day Nazirios in only 59 days.